Okay. This may sound weird because the microphone is on my knee and I'm holding it. It's not on a stand like it usually is, so sorry if it sounds off, but this is just supposed to be a quick update. First of all, hi to the genuinely good people here. I'm hopping on because of the last update that I gave. I just feel like it's best that I update everyone again instead of keeping you waiting. So, where do I begin? I did contact Patreon like 3 or 4 days ago. If you looked at the last update, which you should have, and if you haven't, then maybe you should now. But in their like guidelines, they've made a bunch of updates and changes that kind of like are very vague. There's a lot of legal jargon, but it's very gray area. Like, it says a lot without saying anything. So obviously I had a lot of questions about like, okay, so then it seems like this is not permitted. So if I do this, is that okay? Can I do it like this? What if I try this? Like, I had all these questions. So I personally reached out to them and asked all those questions so that I can know how to proceed with making content on here and if it's even possible. But they have yet to get back to me. So I'm not really holding my breath when it comes to Patreon getting back to me. If they do, though, I'll let you know. Like, if there's any updates from them to me, I'll update them to you. But yeah, I just remember when I used to have Patreon in the very beginning and I would contact them about different things and they would get back to me within like a day or two. And I don't know if it's because the platform has grown since then or if they just kind of like, you know, don't fuck with not safe for work creators, obviously, anymore. Or maybe they just don't fuck with me because they never get back to me anymore. So yeah, but if they do, I'll let you know. In the meantime, I'm going to continue to post content like I have been on here. I may find a different way to do it on here. We'll see. I'm going to see if that's even possible with what I have in mind. I'm going to see if it's even possible to post in a different way on here. If not, it'll be the regular old way because there's people that are on here that have been from the very beginning or have been for months or weeks or days, and there's going to be new people coming and there's going to be people coming and going, and I just can't afford to not post. People are waiting and this is a part of my livelihood. Like, I can't wait for a response from them giving me an update that may very well be just as vague as the TOS. So anything else about my posts on here? Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't write any of this down and I should have. But when I do post on here moving forward, I'm gonna, again, I don't know if this will make a dent or if this even counts as them being like, okay, this is consensual. But from what I read in the guidelines, it doesn't seem like this would be enough. But I'm gonna try to cover my ass and post in every description of every audio, as well as make a little introduction in the beginning of every audio, letting you all and Patreon know that it's all consensual. That all of my fictional characters in fictional settings that only I am acting out and portraying are, it's all consensual, it's all me, and it's all okay. And that any terminology or pet names like mommy or baby are not literal or incestuous. They are role-playing. I know that to people, like to you, you're probably like, yes, obviously that's a given. But obviously not to the guidelines. So that's what I'm going to have to do. Sorry to break the immersion. But that's how it's going to have to be on here moving forward. Or at least that's how I'm going to try to make it, to cover my ass as best as I can. If you wake up one day and there's no Mikey's Voice on Patreon, then it's because they banned me. But we're going to just continue on here until the wheels fall off. Now, speaking of alternatives, though, I am working on putting all my content over on a website, I looked at different alternatives. There's a lot of them. Some of them are just regular platforms. Some of them are like specific platforms dedicated to adult, not safe for work content. So you would think, oh, okay, so anything goes here. No, it doesn't. And every platform, even if it's specifically created for adult content creators, is changing. They're cracking down everywhere because it's not the websites. It's like, it's the payment methods. It's like Visa and stuff like that that are telling the websites, this is what's okay with us and this is what's not okay. So they don't really have much of a choice either. I mean, in my opinion, they do, but that's a different, that's a different discussion for a different day. So I thought about going to Subscribestar for my own reasons. I don't feel like that's the best fit for me, even though I know a lot of people are transferring to there and already had them even to begin with. I'll be moving my stuff to a website, God willing, we'll see. And once I do, once all of that is set up and, you know, solidified and good to go, I'll give you the update either on here or on YouTube that it's all good to go and you can join me over there if you want. You can continue to join me here. Like I said, I'm going to continue to post here until the wheels fall off. Or you can join me over there. Or you can join me on both. I appreciate any and all support. And I know that that's kind of a lot to ask. But again, I don't really have much of a choice. When you make this specific type of content and it's adult, everything is always going to be subject to change. Even the website that I'll be moving to has its guidelines that are just like, okay. Like, there's no wiggle room in these places for us. So we just kind of have to have multiple options and be adaptable. And I know that that's inconvenient to you. It's inconvenient to me too. I'm a Taurus. I don't like change, but we don't really, that's all we can do. Okay. So sorry, I'm trying to gather my thoughts in order. Updates, like I said, going to continue to post on here. Might be in a different way. Might be in the same old way, but I'm going to continue to post on here until maybe I can't anymore. Because I will, you know, whatever happens here. I'll be posting in every description of every audio and in every introduction that it's all consensual, blah, 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 giving the disclaimer, sorry to break the immersion. Number three, I'm also going to post all my content that's currently out as well as new content on a website. And then once that's all set up, I'll let you know here. You can join me on there too if you want. Anything else? And if I really have to, I will like promote my content on Twitter and give updates on changes and things like that on Twitter if I really have to. I do have a Twitter. It's private. I don't use it. Like, I'm very rarely on there. I went on the other day and I saw all the friend requests and I was just like, yeah, I'm getting off. Because I was overwhelmed. But if it does get to the point where I have to make updates or, you know, promote my content on there, then I'll make my Twitter public and that's what I'll do. I'll also give updates on YouTube if anything happens here and, you know, I'm unreachable here. I'll try to give updates on the YouTube community. YouTube is also cracking down. They have been for years, but like especially lately. So again, everything is up in the air for like everyone that does this. Anything else? Is that all? I feel like there's more and I'm not remembering right now. One thing that I hate a lot of things about this, but one thing that is really frustrating with, you already have to like pick new platforms to post on, right? But Patreon, like there's a reason why Patreon is so preferred and prioritized. And like you see so many creators with Patreons, whether they do Not Safe for Work or not, because with Patreon, you can withdraw. Not only is it really well known, so people are going to gravitate towards it, but you can also withdraw as the creator. You can withdraw payments as many times as you want in a month. As far as I know, there's no limits. I've never been limited on how many times I could withdraw my payouts in a month, which is very convenient because that means that all throughout the month, you can get your payments. It's not like, oh, only on this day you can, and you have to have $100 minimum to be able to withdraw. Like, that's how YouTube works, if you don't know. YouTube pays you once a month, and they're choosing when they pay you. And you have to have $100 minimum to even get that money sent to you on the day that they choose every month. Once a month. Like, you can have $99.99 in your YouTube account. If that doesn't hit a whole 100, an even 100, you're not getting that payment. At least not until the next month when, you know, it's met and surpassed that 100. So if you didn't know that, now you know. But with Patreon, again, you can withdraw as many times as you want. I think you can have like $10 and still get your payment. That's not how it is with other websites. With other websites, you can maybe withdraw once a month, kind of like YouTube, or twice a month, kind of like YouTube. But you... for most of them have to meet like the minimum, the payment minimum. So it's just, this is the most convenient. There's a reason why so many people are like mourning. There's a reason why so many people are complaining about this. So yeah, but again, we adapt, and I'm sorry that this is happening to all of us, to me, to you. I'm sorry that it's an inconvenience. I know that some of you are like, ugh, I got used to Patreon. I know how it works. I have other creators on here that I follow. It'd be nice to have everything in one place. I know. But yeah, if you do like my content and you want to continue to support me on here, and when the other website is made and solidified and done, and I introduce it to you, whether it's on here, YouTube, whatever, if you want to support me on there or here or both, just know that I really appreciate it. And I'm just going to do my best. That's all we can do. So yeah, those are the updates. Thank you for listening to this. Hopefully it clears some things up. If there are any new updates, like I said, I'll let you know. But that's what you can expect moving forward. And yeah, thank you for listening, all the genuinely good people here. And take care of yourselves.